to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Joining us is one of Hollywood's most sought-after fitness trainers and nutrition experts. The list of celebs she's helped include Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, Julia Roberts, Halle Berry, Kevin Costner, and more. Her latest book is called The Hollywood Rep, 100 Quick and Easy Meals to Fuel Your Workout and Help You Lose Weight. Welcome to the show, Nancy Kennedy. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Thanks, Melanie. Hi, Dr. Friedman.
Hey, welcome to the show. First, share with us the concept behind your book. What inspired you to put together a unique book devoted entirely to wraps?
Well, Dr. Friedman, I do healthy fast food, and starting out as a trainer out here, I really had to learn to cook for not only my celeb clients, but all my clients, and find something quick and fast that they could eat. After everybody's workout, it was always, what can I eat? Where can I go? What can I eat? What can I eat? So I developed a line of healthy fast foods that I sell out here in the juice bars and soon in major retail markets. And my client, Halle Berry, actually is a big fan of my wraps. She had said to me, gosh, you should write a cookbook. And the light went off.
Wow.
So we decided to do 100 wrap recipes, all different, vegan, beef, dessert, breakfast, lunch, dinner, along with diet and fitness tips. That's exactly what I do. So it's healthy, fast food. It's, most of it's made in a bowl. So you just make it and off you go.
And then roll it, put it in the bowl, and then roll it in the wrap afterwards?
Roll it in a wrap. You can roll it in cabbage, lettuce, tortillas. I have many different options. And you don't even have to put it in a tortilla if you want, and it becomes a salad.
Wow, that's great. Now, I know in your book you mentioned...
out of my kitchen today.
That's awesome. That's great. Now, you mentioned while working on the set in your book that many, I guess, Hollywood and music video productions, you actually had to toss out their supply of food and introduce them to healthy, lean wraps. Are wraps convenient for busy people that are pressed for time that don't have you on their side saying, hey, here's a wrap, eat it?
Yeah, they're so convenient, Doctor, as it's portable. It's very difficult to find what I call portable protein to begin with and hold something in your hand and eat at the same time. So I don't believe in eliminating any food groups from anyone's diet, so you can have a blend of your essential fats, complex carbs, and lean proteins all in one meal.
Wow, and you did mention you offer everything from desserts, vegan, vegetarian, steak, seafood wraps. I mean, that's everything. So there's something for everybody. Exactly.
Yes,
what's your
absolutely.
Most popular wrap? If you had somebody said, give me your best, what are you going to give them?
I'm going to give them my turkey breast sloppy joe. And it's made with extra lean ground turkey breast. It's about 45 grams of protein and 8 ounces. I use a little maple syrup and a little fat-free sour cream and some spices, and it's just amazing. It's my favorite.
Wow. Now, all the wraps in your book low-calorie, or do you splurge a little bit with the desserts or some of the breakfast?
No, you know, we've kept them all low-calorie. Certainly, you can find things that are a little higher in calorie, but it's all made with just fresh foods, nothing processed.
That's great. You know, now, when you coach people on changing their diet, what do you find is the biggest obstacle to overcome? Because they're looking for you for answers. What's the one thing you say, oh, this has got to change?
Well, I think you have to set yourself up for success. I know you do. So what really needs to change is that we have to stop and think ahead about what we're going to eat. That means getting all of the bad things or just the unhealthy items out of your refrigerator, because if you're hungry and it's in there, what's going to happen? You're going to eat it.
Right.
So you've just got to reprogram your brain, clean out the pantry, clean out the fridge, don't set yourself up for failure, and shop and think ahead. So, if you know, Sunday is a great day to shop and stock up for the next 3 to 4 days, and you can make a couple of meals, you can buy your greens, you can go to the farmer's market, you can cook some proteins, you can make egg salad, chicken salad, or a bunch of wraps, and everything is ready to go. You can take it with you in the car. So it's really just setting yourself up for success and thinking ahead.
And what do you like Nancy, what do you like to have your clients have for breakfast? If they're not going to have a wrap, what's your favorite healthy breakfast for either before they're working out or before they go to work? You know, maybe not one that takes a long time, but your favorite protein breakfasts.
Well, protein breakfast, I like a combination of oatmeal with eggs together. So a lot of people think this doesn't sound wonderful, but a small bowl of oatmeal with a poached egg on top is amazing. So you get complex carbohydrates, egg protein, which we know is the perfect form of protein, and you're ready to go. I like the combination of the two.
I feed my children like that every single morning, and then make them maybe a smoothie with almond milk, wheat germ, frozen fruit, and some Greek yogurt. And they love to have an egg on oatmeal. That's a great thing to do.
And it's easy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And as you know, it's easy. And your kids are lucky. Wow, that's a perfect way to send them off.
Oh, they do love it. And you know, I read in your bio, Nancy, that it said you did a unique individual personalized trainer. I'm an exercise physiologist, been a trainer for 25 years. What is so unique and individual? What do you do with your clients that's just a little bit different than maybe other trainers?
Well, I think what's being said there is that everybody's workout, as you know, is completely different from the next person's. So it's not one structured workout for everybody to fit into that mold. You know, the age has a factor. Has anyone worked out before? Athletes, weight, are they healthy at the time? So that's my thing. It's just doing something that fits for the client. What do they like to do? What are their favorite activities? Do they prefer to be outside? Do they want to be inside? So just finding what's unique to them and what's going to work, because obviously everyone cannot start at the same pace as anyone else. I don't believe in one workout is the way. I believe in being active, and as you know, it's Pilates, yoga, weight training, running, whatever you can do, swimming, just to stay active.
Right. Nancy, the biggest obstacle I see with patients, and whether it be an exercise regimen or their eating, is the routine. People are so used to eating that bagel every morning and ordering that pizza every Friday night. It's the routines that are the killers. They can't break it. What do you recommend for someone that needs to break away from the routine, change their lifestyle? Is there a certain rule of thumb if they, I've heard 21 days becomes a habit? Is there something that can enforce that?
You know, that's a really good question, and again, it's individual for everyone. It's very hard to make change and break habits, as we know. I mean, it's difficult for all of us. So I think, again, I like to tell people to put notes up in the refrigerator, put a picture of yourself that motivates you, whether it was you in high school or a celebrity that you think that you want to emulate in some way. But change is difficult, and again, setting yourself up for success by thinking ahead. Maybe buying a piece of used cardio equipment for the house. I think everybody should have an exercise bike at home. It doesn't take up a lot of room. Anytime you're watching TV, where should you be? You should be on the exercise bike. So again, you have to think ahead. What can we do to change habits? It's hard to change eating habits, and it's hard to fit exercise into your daily life when you haven't been exercising. We can find every excuse in the world of why we're not going to exercise.
A lot of people are thinking, you know, I listened to her, I got that exercise bike, and it's my hamper now. I hang clothes on it.
Yeah, it's a clothes hanger.
You know, Nancy, what I always tell people is, and, you know, as a busy mom and working so many jobs and everything, none of us have time to exercise. You have to make time to exercise. It has to be like brushing your teeth and a priority in your life.
Yes, you've got to get up a little bit earlier, or you've got to find time when you come home when most people are tired to, as I said, if you're going to watch the evening news, then sit on the bike. There's no reason you should sit on the couch when you can sit on a bike. There's really no reason other than, again, changing habits, which is not easy, that on your lunch hour, you can't walk for 30 minutes wherever you are unless it's a blizzard or something. There's always a way to fit it in. And it doesn't really take that much. It's just inconsistent. That's the key with exercise and nutrition. You've got to stay consistent. We're not perfect. We're going to fall off the wagon. But you've got to make it happen, and there are always ways. And again, it doesn't have to be 5 hours. People get overwhelmed with, well, they watch these shows where people lose a lot of weight, but these people are training all day long.
That's right, and some of those shows aren't even realistic. But there is a lot of good TV to watch while you're on your bike or your treadmill, one of my favorite things to do. Thank you so much for sharing such great information with our listeners. And to learn more about Nancy or to order her book, The Hollywood Wrap, you can go to nancyfkennedy.com. That's nancyfkennedy.com. And it's also available on amazon.com. And don't go away. We have so much more with Nancy after the short commercial break. You're listening to Your Good Health Radio. Follow Dr. David Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. I'm Melanie Cole. And stay tuned and stay well.